USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Federal appeals court narrowed the injunction on President Trump's asylum ban. USA's Wendy King has more.
The injunction issued in mid-July would have barred immigrants from seeking asylum if they passed through another nation first without seeking protection. It was inconsistent with existing asylum laws. The administration has scored a partial win as the federal appeals court has narrowed the nationwide injunction to the Ninth Circuit, encompassing district courts in border states of Arizona and California, clearing a path for the asylum ban to be imposed along the border in New Mexico and Texas. The three-judge panel was split 2-1. The American Civil Liberties Union has argued that the ban should be blocked completely because it conflicts with federal asylum laws. The ACLU says they will continue fighting to end the ban entirely. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.